If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Longer term, it's about ISIL's vision. This is an organization that has an apocalyptic end of days strategic vision.
That goes back to our double standard of just assuming that the woman or the mother is the only necessary gender in a child's life, as though men are not contributing anything more than his sperm and his wallet.
These pathologies are shallow music, shallow worship that, because it has a manipulative emotional element, is mistakenly perceived as a rich encounter with the Holy Spirit.
Wisconsin turkey producers love Issues Etc.
Well, I guess nothing surprises me anymore, although I have to admit, it does surprise me a little bit. When I read about AB, it's a bill in the California legislature, AB 1951, being called the so-called gay birth certificate. Now, that immediately raises questions. What in the world are they talking about? Well, following upon last year's pronouncement by Governor Brown out there in California, he signed a bill allowing three or more legal parents for children. I didn't even know that was biologically possible. Now there is a bill there in the California legislature that will take away all gender, all mother, father, all husband, wife, and just allow gay couples to list themselves as the parents, even though they're not the parents of a child, on their birth certificate. And there are those who say that such measures actually strengthen the family. How do we respond to that? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio right here in Collinsville, Illinois, on this Tuesday afternoon, September the 2nd. Thanks for tuning us in. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris will be our guest here to talk about a gay birth certificate bill in the California legislature. A little bit later, Dr. Kevin Golden will join us. We'll remember on this day, as the church does, Hannah, the mother of the prophet Samuel. Then we'll talk Calvinism with Pastor David Mummy, and Hank Hanegraaff of the Bible Answer Man program will join us to talk about the beliefs and the influence of Joel Osteen. Now, you can join us for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or for our beloved on-demand listeners, our podcast listeners, our comment line, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about a gay birth certificate bill in the California legislature, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the book Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on, Todd.
This is kind of the latest in California's attempt to be on the cutting edge of the same-sex marriage issue and debate. There are those who do say, and have said for, well, 10 years now, that these measures, measures like them, actually strengthen the idea of the family. After all, gay couples want to be families. They want to have kids. They want to be able to adopt children and all the rest. How do you respond?
Well, people need to realize what this bill is doing is removing any notion of gender out of the law. That's the whole bottom line of gay marriage, is you have to take out mother and father, you have to take out husband and wife. Not too long ago, we took out husband and wife out of the family code. So when people say this so-called strengthens the family because it gives people what they want. What they're saying is that the family now means us and our intentions and our desires. That's the notion of the family that this strengthens. But actually, family means something that has to do with things that aren't entirely chosen, something that are things that are given to us. People are gifts to one another inside the family. And so it's replacing biology with intention. And that is not something that strengthens the family in any meaningful sense.
So what exactly would AB 1951 out there in California do? You say it takes the gender out of it. What does it permit now, or would it permit were it to become law?
Well, it looks to me, Todd, like it's going to make it so that the birth certificate says whatever the so-called intended parents want it to say. It means that the birth certificate is no longer an accurate record of the child's birth and the child's genetic heritage. It is now a record of what the intended parents want. That's what the birth certificate is now. So in a sense, it's going back to the worst of the bad old days in adoption law, where there was no accurate birth certificate of the child. You know, the child's whisked away from the mother right away, and a new birth certificate issue right away, and nobody ever knows who the birth mother was, right? We have moved away from that in adoption because we see that this is because it's an untruth, and that untruth turns out to be difficult and painful for both the child and the birth mother, and therefore ultimately the adoptive parents too. And so, even though we figured out that that's a bad idea, we're turning right around and doing exactly the same thing except worse in allowing adults to falsify birth certificates in order to reflect what the adults want to have happen. And so there's no accurate record then of who the parents actually are.
So we could have the kind of biologically befuddling situation, will have the biologically befuddling situation if signed into law of, say, a kid's birth certificate reading two fathers, no mother.
Yes. Oh, that's exactly what they want. They want a birth certificate to say two fathers, no mother, or no father, two mothers. And it's conceivable to me that, you know, since the child's legally allowed to have three parents now in the state of California, that the birth certificate itself could be changed. You know, that law, that previous law that we talked about a while ago, to the best of my understanding, that law didn't affect the birth certificates. But now with this piece in place as well, you could have a birth certificate that has room for three people on it. So it's moving further and further away from biological reality, from nature itself, and we're really trying to overwrite nature with human intention. And, you know, Todd, you and I have been talking about these topics together for a long time. You know, I've been saying this for a long time, that if you support genderless marriage, eventually you're going to have genderless parenthood, you know, and gender is steadily being removed from the family code. And there are those who think this is a good thing. Why? Because they resent gender. The idea that men and women are different, that men and women have different biological nature in some respects, that mothers and fathers are different, they resent all of that, and they're trying to reprogram society to overwrite nature and recreate the world in their own image and likeness. That's what's going on here, and that's why opposing so-called same-sex marriage has never been about hating anybody. It has always been about trying to protect nature and human connection to nature, and people have attempted to change the subject, keep changing the subject, so it's only about me and whether I hate you or not, you know. But in point of fact, there always were many things at stake in the debate over gay marriage. And this is part of what follows naturally and logically in the wake of gay marriage. And it doesn't matter whether people say, well, gee, that's not what I want. I wouldn't favor that. I mean, you used to hear this all the time on the campaign trail or whatever, you know. I don't want kids to have three parents. I don't want that. It doesn't matter if you want it or not. You know, this is what will happen as a logical consequence of removing the gender requirement from marriage. It's the only place you can end up.
So we've gone, I'm just kind of running through a list of words that have been redefined, or maybe we should just start talking about defining them out of existence, them out of existence. Marriage,
yep.
Family,
yep.
Parent, yep. And now this is my question for you, Jennifer. Does this bill, if passed, at least legally in California, redefine out of existence the word birth?
That's an interesting question, isn't it? Yeah, so the birth itself isn't that significant of an event, is kind of what – is that where you're going with this question?
Well, I'm just trying to think about the doctor who's in the delivery room who takes a baby out of a woman and then is asked to sign something saying that that woman, in effect, is not the baby's mother, but the guy – but the man, maybe the two men or two other women or whoever is standing there witnessing the birth. And the doctor has to say, okay, this is going to be a little bit of mental gymnastics for me, but the law requires that I say that the woman from whom I took this child is not the mother.
Right. That's exactly right. And that's why I say it's comparable to the most secretive days of adoption, where people put babies up for adoption because they were ashamed of their out-of-wedlock pregnancy, right? That was all part of the package, is that somebody had to conspire to create that birth certificate immediately, you know, so that it would be so that secrecy could be maintained. That's what we're doing now, even though we recognize that with respect to adoption, that's not a good idea to be doing that, right? So in a sense, yeah, the natural reality of mother and father is being taken out here. And parenthood is something that does not kick in because of a natural thing that has happened, namely the sperm and the egg come together and the egg gestates and the baby is born and so on. That's not what parenthood is about. Parenthood is about the adults and their intentions. Whoever those adults may be, whatever combination of those adults may be, the business of the state now is not to record accurately children's genetic heritage. The business of the state is to record the desires and intentions of the adults. That's what gay marriage has led us to.
One more question for you, Jennifer. If an individual lives in denial of kind of the brute facts of life, generally speaking, that's not a healthy mental situation for someone to live in. What if a society lives in denial of the brute facts of life, something as elementary as biology? Mothers and fathers make children. What happens to such a society?
Well, it can't be good now, can it, Todd? You know, I mean, sooner or later, reality catches up with you. And what typically happens with this is we have an idea, we think it's a great idea, we're going to implement this idea, and then it doesn't work out. Well, instead of going back to the drawing board and say, you know, maybe something was wrong with that first idea, nope, we go in and we prop it up with more and more kinds of denial, more and more kind of Band-Aids over the original problem, all designed to prop up that original idea that isn't true, namely that babies come from human intentions and not from human bodies, you know. You know, we've done this with every part of the sexual revolution when you think about it. We could go through each little piece of the sexual revolution where we have in one way or the other tried to separate sex from procreation and separate both from marriage, where we have in one way or the other tried to say men and women are interchangeable. Every time we do that, we create a new set of problems. And then we have to go back and try to paste things over it. Well, you know, to me, this whole structure is now very fragile. It's gone on so long that really our society's held together with duct tape. Something's got to give. And so I think that the Christian churches need to be alert to the real, real possibilities that we offer to the world, which is that we offer the truth that male and female is not a bad thing. Sex making babies is not a bad thing. Marriage is not a bad thing. These are all good things. These are gifts from God. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with building society around those truths. That's what the Christian churches have to offer. And I feel like we should be shouting from the housetops that this is what Christianity offers.
Folks, you can meet Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse at the Stand for the Family Conference. It's going to be held in Provo, Utah on Friday, September the 19th. You'll find more information about the Stand for the Family Conference in Provo, Utah at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the books Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Jennifer, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to go back into Old Testament history because the church on this day, September the 2nd, is remembering the mother of the prophet Samuel, Hannah. We'll find out who she is. Dr. Kevin Golden will be our guest. Stay tuned. Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. ADCRUCEM.com.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the Issues Etc. Journal logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Whether building a new home, remodeling an existing home, or tackling the weekend project, it is important to have the materials and advice needed to get the job done. RP Lumber offers estimates for professional building materials and services for drywall, decking, siding, shingles, cabinets, and kitchen and bath design to the general contractor and the individual homeowner. Delivery available with over 50 local community locations. For 37 years, RP Lumber.
Hey, St. Louis, how would you like to achieve your fitness goals in a fun and supportive atmosphere? Hi, this is Kevin Reisick, owner and operator of Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois. We offer adult boot camps throughout the week. These camps include cardiovascular conditioning, muscular strength and endurance training, balance and coordination activities, and more. For more information, give me a call at 618-670-6952, Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois, 618-670-6952.